This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
The Lions are locking up Taylor Decker for a long time. They agreed to a new extension with their left tackle. It's a 6-year deal worth a total of $85 million, that according to Decker's agent. It's $60 million in new money and $37.5 million guaranteed. Decker was Detroit's first-round pick in 2016.
Blue Wire.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Lakers turns, gives to Eckler. He tries to go up and up.
Oh, the Lions have got it! They took it away!
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Pride Podcast on the Blue Wire Network, episode 121. Today's episode is going to be sponsored by DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket. I am your host, Tyler, joined by my two co-hosts as usual, Malcolm and Pierre. How are you boys doing today?
Woo!
What's up, man? I'm doing
whoa,
great.
Whoa. Do you guys hear that? Uh-oh. They're back.
Is that a siren?
I can't tell. Isn't it the first month they do like the tornado like check, you know, the warnings?
I don't know, man.
It is not the tornado warning signs. It's actually an emergency podcast. Okay, whatever. Let's get into our topic that we have for today. The Lions extended Taylor Decker, and that's some really big news. The Lions got their left tackle locked up for the next 6 years, so we obviously have to do an emergency podcast on that, but let's get right into it. Pierre, you want to break down the contract that the Lions paid our starting left tackle, Taylor Decker, Bob Quinn's first official draft pick in 2016. You want to go ahead and break down the contract, and then we'll give our thoughts and details after you do that?
Yeah, so the contract that his agent said, it was like 6 years, $85 million with 37.5 guaranteed and a $7.5 million signing bonus. But then like one of the beat writers came out and said, I forgot who it was, that it's basically a 4-year, $60 million in new money, which is $15 million a year. That puts him the fifth highest paid left tackle. So he's under contract for 5 years because he also was playing on his fifth year this year. So, yeah.
All right. So I want to get into our thoughts and opinions on this now because this is not, you know, a light move. This is a big move. And, you know, you see some controversy around it. You know, you see on social media. I've seen it on the radio, you know, when the deal happened. And they weren't the biggest fans of it. Let's get our thoughts and opinions on it. Start off with Malcolm, man. Lions extended Taylor Decker. You know, you've had your questions with him, you know, in the beginning of last year, before the season started, and you were thinking about maybe Lance could replace him, but you know, then Decker ended up being pretty solid and he's earned his contract apparently by the Detroit Lions. So do you think this is well deserved? Do you think the Lions should have waited it out? Do you think the Lions should have played it out this year and then maybe moved on from him next year? I mean, where's your head at right now? I'm gonna let you speak now and the stage is yours.
Man, so you're gonna get a lot of mixed feelings about this move, because Taylor Decker by all means is not an elite player. He's not elite, he's not like a star. Quite frankly, when I look at Taylor Decker, I look at Taylor Decker as an above average tackle. Now, that's just my opinion on him. I don't think that he's amazing in any area. You know, he's a good pass blocker, and in the run department, I don't see him being that good in the run department. So you're looking at Taylor Decker, and they invested a lot of time in him. Now they're married to him for at least, what, 5 years? At least 5 years? Are we looking at this deal? Is it at least 5 years that we're into Taylor Decker? So is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, you could move on after 3 years, though.
You could move on after 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not sure exactly how the dead cap is looking in this situation. But yeah, if you can move on from 3 years when he's 30, then this deal is not that bad. You know, but if you're married to him for at least 5 years, because this is a 6-year deal, I'm thinking they could probably move on from him after the fifth year. On his fifth year, I was thinking that maybe they could move on from him then. But if it's only a situation like that, then this is not really a bad deal if you look at it that way.
Okay, so you were okay with them sticking around with Decker, obviously for the year, because that was no question. But, you know, for the next foreseeable future, you know, for the next couple of years, you were okay with that.
Next couple of years, yes. The thing is, Taylor Decker to me is so average that I think, you know, if you could keep maybe drafting guys, you'll find a guy that's better than him. Because, again, he's a very average tackle.
Yeah, I got you. No, I mean, my thoughts on Taylor Decker, I agree with that. You know, I agree. I don't think he's an elite player. I don't think he's great. I think he is an above average left tackle. But I look at the situation like this. I mean, I think it was a deal that needed to be done, a deal I kind of expected to be done, you know, before the season started. You know, and you just look around the league. I mean, the guys that got paid, I think, are similar talent to Taylor Decker. I mean, even at not the same position, like the right tackle position, for example. Jack Coughlin, same draft class. You know, he's a right tackle. You know, got around the same money from the Cleveland Browns. And I think that's just where the market is, you know, for a guy like Taylor Decker. Obviously, left tackle is, you know, one of the most important positions in building a football team. And, you know, you want that position to be really good. But I think Taylor Decker is more than serviceable. You know, I think he, you know, he's a guy that you just want on your offensive line. You know, he's a team captain, obviously. But I don't know. I just look at the situation. I think this is a guy you kind of want in the locker room. I think he's a good enough player. A good enough player you could build around on that offensive line. I mean, I'm not, you know, through the roof happy about the deal, but I'm not, you know, pissed about it. I'm just like, whatever, you know, it's a good deal for, I think, both sides. I think it's a solid deal, I should say, not good. But, you know, it is what it is. I think this was a deal that kind of just needed to be happen. For the Lions, you know, it leaves that left tackle spot at least secure for the next couple of years, which is, you know, nice. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Because finding a left tackle is almost as difficult as finding a quarterback. I'm like, I mean, Pierre always uses this analogy. I mean, like, left tackles and QBs don't just come from trees, you know. They're not easy to find, obviously. So you got someone who's solid enough, I think you roll with it. I mean, I think we've seen teams, you know, in the last couple of years, maybe not necessarily at the left tackle position, but at the QB position, if they think the guy's good enough and they can win games with them, you know, they, you know, keep him around, you know, maybe if their talent even isn't the greatest. An example that comes to mind is like a Jimmy Garoppolo or like a Jared Goff for the Rams. I know, I mean, that's like I guess something that kind of pops in my head for like maybe left tackles. I think if you just kind of got a guy, you kind of got to roll with it. I think he's good enough. I don't think he's going to cost us games, but I think he's going to be a guy that you could build around, like I mentioned. So I like it. I think it's something that just needs to be done again. But what about you, Pierre?
I'm a fan of it. Like you said, good left tackles are like, they don't grow on trees, neither do quarterbacks. And left tackles are hard to find. A lot of teams have had trouble finding their left tackle. And then you look at Decker, he's good at pass blocking. He's a decent run blocker. He's not bad. I think he's an above average tackle, maybe like top 10 to 12. Would you guys agree? Something like that, I guess.
Yeah, you know, somewhere around that range. You know, I think
I don't know.
He's average. I mean, he's average. He's average. I think he's a top 15 tackle.
Above average. I got him like in the 10 to 12 range. Pro Football Focus has him as the 11th best left tackle, I believe.
And so, we know we don't take anything.
Yeah, we don't always look at Pro Football Focus. I'm just saying, though.
We don't always agree with them.
No, I don't think he's 11th, the 11th best tackle in the league.
Left, I mean, just looking, tackle, not necessarily like.
Just looking at left tackles, I don't think he's a top 11 tackle either, man. I don't know. Like, I look at him as very, very average. No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he has his moments where, you know, he could be a really good pass blocker, but in the run game, he hasn't shown me anything.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't shown me nothing in the run
fair.
Game.
That's very fair.
I mean, he's not bad in the run game. It's not like he's shitty. He's okay, you know? He's not like...
No, he's not okay.
He's below average in the run.
Below average. He hasn't showed me anything in the run game. Have you seen him show... Like, has it been a play that you've seen Taylor Decker pancake anybody?
No.
I, personally, since Taylor Decker been in the league, I haven't seen pancake nobody.
No, he's definitely below average at that run department. But I think he's an above average in the passing game.
To me, he's an average tackle.
All right. I mean, whatever. Like, to you, he's average. I think he's a little above average. But, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, when you have an above average left tackle or an average left tackle, you keep him. And you look around the league, that's also the trend. Teams are not letting, like, average or good left tackles walk out the door. Just look at the Vikings. They gave money to Riley Reiff. The Cardinals paid J.J.
Riley,
Humphries.
Riley!
So, okay. You know, and then the Buffalo Bills paid Deion Dawkins about, I think it was a week ago or something like that. So you look at the trend, and then you also see his money. It's 15 mil. That's like, I think it's good. I thought it was going to get a little more, to be honest. 15 is good. That deal in like 2 to 3 years is going to look like what's the word I'm looking
for? A bargain?
A bargain, yeah, thanks. Bargain?
That's if he's playing well and, you know, continues to play the way he's playing.
Well, I think, I mean, I haven't really seen like a steady decline from him. He's just starting to enter his prime, right? He's 26, I believe, or 27.
26, yeah.
Yeah, so he's just going to start entering his prime.
I'm just saying he's got to play at the same level or better. You know, he can't have like those week one versus the Cardinal type games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they said that was due to a back, but still, I'm not going to give him an excuse. I like it, to be honest. I know some fans are really like, oh, we paid this guy. This guy is not good. I mean, he's solid, you know? When you got something solid, why make it worse? That's the reason why the Lions didn't pay Glasgow so they could pay Decker.
You've counted on restaurants. Now, they're counting on you. And while dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you your food you're craving right to your door. Ordering is easy. Just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with new contactless delivery drop-off settings. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and Cheesecake Factory. Many of your local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spots, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fee on your first order of $15 or more when you download DoorDash and enter promo code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fee off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter promo code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget, that's code BLUEWIRE for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Sundays are coming back to the NFL with NFLSundayTicket.tv. You can stream every live, out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices. Plus, Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels, so you never miss your favorite teams and favorite players, no matter where you live. NFLSundayTicket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Just use promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. And from personal experience, you know, me living in South Florida, the only way I can catch my Lions games is with the NFL Sunday Ticket. So definitely make sure you head over to NFLSundayTicket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE to save 15% off your subscription.
I mean, he's pretty, I mean, a lot of people, they look at Taylor Decker and they look at his penalty rate, and it is pretty high.
It is.
It's fixable. Penalties are fixable.
Yeah, I mean, it should be fixed already. He's been in the league for at least 3 years, man. That's the thing. I mean, he is what he is. I mean, do you guys ever see Taylor Decker, like, becoming a all-pro?
No,
I don't think so. I think he could become better, but not all-pro.
So you think he could become a good tackle, pretty much?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you let's say hypothetically, you let Taylor Decker walk, someone's going to pay him that money, right?
Yeah, someone definitely will.
He's going to get more in free agency if he walked. He would have got more for sure.
And what do you do after that then? You know, do you address that in the first round? Because then you have a big hole at left tackle. That's not just a spot you leave for a guy like Terrell Crosby or like some, you know, fifth round pick. You know, that's a position you address quickly.
Yeah,
me personally, if this was me, I wouldn't have married into Taylor Decker this long. Because at this point, Taylor Decker is who he is. I mean, he's not going to become some elite player. He's not going to become a star. So, I mean, I probably would have rode him out this year. And this is me. I would have rode him out this year. It would have been like a proof of year for me. If he had like a hell of a year, I would have re-signed him. But if he would have stayed his average self, I mean, at that point, he just is who he is. I would have rolled with Crosby until I find myself a tackle.
But like then it just takes out the whole win mandate, in my opinion, if you're just trying to find tackles left and right, if that makes sense.
But what I'm saying is you could roll with Crosby until you find yourself a tackle. It's not like you don't have nobody there. I mean, Taylor Decker, by all means, is not a full-time starter that you want to start full-time.
What do you mean? I think he is.
You take Terrell Crosby over 16 games over Taylor Decker?
No, I said he's not. I said, did I say it backwards?
You said Decker. Yeah, you said Decker.
I was like, what?
Okay. I take that back.
Okay.
I meant Crosby.
Yes, okay, yes.
Crosby is not a full-time starter.
Yes.
That you'll want to start for 16 years. I get that. But, I mean, while you're looking for a guy, he's serviceable. He could play a few games until you find yourself a guy.
That's not a position I want a bridge guy, honestly. Like, that's a guy I want, someone steady, you know, either good or elite at that position, if that makes sense.
Well, you don't have either of those guys right now because he's just average.
I think he's good, bro. Like, he's not, like, trash, you know? Like, above like, average like, is
this
good.
Is not, like, we don't have Nate Solder right now or Riley Reiff right now.
No, we don't.
Like, this is... I mean,
but how much better is Taylor Decker than Riley Reiff? I can't say a lot.
I mean, someone
he's definitely better than him.
But
is he wow way better than Riley Reiff? No, he's not way better than Riley Reiff.
He's better than him, bro. I'm not gonna like play. Like,
of course he's better. Of course he's better. Of course he's better. Both of these guys are starters.
Yeah, okay, Malcolm, look at the market. Trent Williams, who hasn't played since, 2018? And
is a better tackle than Terrell Crosby.
Could you say that in 2020 Trent Williams is a better tackle than Taylor Decker?
Absolutely. If he stays alive, if he's on the field, hell yeah, he's better than Taylor Decker.
I can't 100% say that right now.
He moves people.
He did move people. He hasn't played in like a year and a half. He hasn't
played in like 2 years or something like that.
I get it.
And he got similar money. And the age group is like not even similar. How old is Trent Williams? Like 32?
He's 32. Now, but the thing is, even if you're hearing, did you hear what he's doing at camp right now?
I don't care what he's doing in camp.
I hear you. He had to play.
And he got that contract before camp started.
he had to play in 2 years. But yeah, I'll take a 2020 Trent Williams over Taylor Decker right now. The talent. Before he didn't play?
I lock myself with Taylor Decker for a couple more years, then I lock myself with Trent Williams for a couple more years, if that makes sense.
Look, I mean, Trent Williams above, he's up there in age. But I'm talking about right now. He's a way better.
But he got a lot of flexibility in his contract. He got years. So that's just the market. Like, I mean, you pay those guys long term if you have a guy.
Now, who do you think will be more dominant this year?
I don't know. I mean, maybe Trent Williams comes back to earth and maybe he is better. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. San Francisco's a hell of a team, but I don't know.
That's some tough stuff, man, but...
I don't know.
I think it's a good deal. I want to say something else. Hopefully, like, within the day or two, we'll be doing a Kenny G emergency pod.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah, and that'll be something I'll be really happy about. Because Kenny Golladay is a guy that he's only trending one way, and that's up. You know, that kid had a bright future. Whatever they give him, I don't care what they give him. Whatever they give him, he deserves it.
Yeah, that's Bob Quinn's like basically only elite pickup he's ever drafted.
I mean, you look at it. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he was catching passes from David Blau, Driscoll, and he was still making it happen.
He did.
So yeah, there's a guy that deserves this money. It's definitely Kenny Golladay.
Right.
I think we will be getting that podcast very soon too, as well.
Hopefully, right.
So long story short. Everybody's satisfied.
That's my status.
I'm okay with it. I mean, again, Taylor Decker is who he is. I get it.
Like I told you, I'm not above the roof happy. I'm not gonna celebrate Taylor Decker's under contract. Like, no, I'm not that happy about it. But I'm also not like disappointed. Say, you know, damn you Lions, you did this same old Lions type move. No, I mean, I'm satisfied.
And there's people that's like that right now.
They're hella mad right now. There's people livid right now.
It's hella mad right now. I don't know why.
I'm like neutral about this.
I mean,
they're looking at the total money. They're looking at, that's the thing. If I didn't understand how football contracts work, and I'm looking at, okay, 6 million, 6 years, $85 million, I'll be pissed too if I didn't understand how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you thinking you're locking up Taylor Decker until he's 32 years old? 33? Nobody wants Taylor Decker at 33 years old.
30, he'll be a free agent. He's locked up till 30.
Well, no. I'm talking about, he played out his whole contract.
The whole season.
Bro, like, left tackles don't really decline. Like, they play well into their 30s. Like,
oh, hell no. Like, I could give a damn. I don't want a 33-year-old Taylor Decker.
I could agree with that.
Listen, Malcolm, you were talking about his dead money. If he, like, after the 3 years when he gets cut, it'll only be at $3 million dead cap.
And this is after the third year, right?
Yeah.
You see that's why I, see, that's why
Malcolm,
that's what
I was saying. In the same boat, man. I looked at I looked at it first. I saw 6 years. I'm like, oh hell no, this is not. I'm like, I do not want to be married to Taylor Decker for 6 more years. I was the same exact way. But then you look at, you know, the logistics and the details of the contract. You're like, oh, it's only really like a 3 or 4 year deal. You can opt out of it by then. Exactly. I'm like, okay, this is fine by me. But first, like, no, like the first 5 minutes, I'm like, 6 years with Taylor Decker.
And that's what I'm trying to explain it. That's why a lot of people are upset with it, because they don't understand how football contracts work. And they're thinking, we have Taylor Decker until he's 33 years old.
Yeah.
And that will piss off anybody. Trust me, I don't want Taylor Decker at 33 years old. But
no, I don't think
the way the contract is set up, they can move on from when he's 30. So it's not that bad.
When he's 29, after the 2022 season, they can move on from him.
And even if they somehow draft maybe a third round tackle, you know, if he becomes better than Taylor Decker, who knows? You could just move on from him.
I think they're going to have to draft like a mid round tackle soon too, because I don't think they'll, like, I think Crosby could start somewhere else. And teams probably think, you know, kind of like how the Eagles like Big V walk. I think kind of Crosby's like our Big V, if you know what I mean. I think like he could catch on another team and like be a solid starter for them. So you might have to develop like another swing tackle.
Wasn't Vitae like a third string on the depth chart on Philly?
He was their swing tackle.
Because I know they had Dillard, their first round pick from last year.
Yeah, he's been awful. But he got hurt too, but he's been really bad.
I think he was above the depth chart last year, above Hapapoli Vitae. But I think on that note, you guys got
anything? That's pretty good, man. That's it.
All right, guys. Hope you guys all enjoyed this emergency podcast of us breaking down the Taylor Decker situation with him being extended by the Detroit Lions. And hope you guys respect our opinions and let us know what your opinions are. Do you agree with the Lions keeping Taylor Decker? I've seen a lot of them on, you know, Instagram and Twitter. You guys are obviously vocal about it, which is nice. But let us know how you guys thought about it. You know, comment on the podcast page on our post when we post about this pod, and let us know what you think about it. Tweet at us what you guys think about it, and which I respond to you, obviously. So on that note, I'm Tyler, and I'm heading out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. Peace.
All right, everybody. Make sure you go to iTunes, Apple Pod, rate, subscribe, and review.
Five stars. And write a review. Right. Don't be lazy.
Yeah, just leave a review. Let everybody know how cool we are. And again, it's your boy Malcolm, and I'm out. Peace. Did somebody say playoffs? NBA and NHL are playing for the gold, and our partners at BetOnline have you covered. Get in on all the action, including a new NBA bracket contest with plenty of chances to win. MLB season is pushing to the fall, and there's no shortage of way to bet with hundreds of odds, futures, and props. So take advantage of the return of sports, and remember, the casino never closes. Check it out all day, all night. Go to betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts.